All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up in on page Kuf Tzadik Hei, still in Perek Yotes, the Midah of Chasidus, and we are up to section Tes. Unidaber Ata Me'inyan Ha'ava. So let's discuss now the concept of Avas Hashem. Or I should say, of expressing our love towards the Ribono Shel Olam. Va'anafeha Heim Shlosha. There are three different aspects, or three different parts, to this expression of love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are they? HaSimcha, HaDveikos, VaHakino. So Simcha, of course, happiness. Dveikos, an attachment or a clinging. VaHakino. So we will see, again, we'll define that word in just a little bit. V'hime inyan ha'avahu. What does it mean to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sheyi'i ha'odem choshek u'mis'ave mamish el kirvaso yisbarach. What Ava means is that a person actively desires and wants a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning, it's not just the pshat that I'm doing the mitzvah, it's not just the pshat that I'm going ahead and doing what God expects of me, but literally I actively desire a sense of connection. Verodef achar kiddushaso. And ultimately, I go ahead and I run after his kiddusha. Look at footnote 161. Verodef achar kiddushaso mevakish bechoska kesher imim yonim hakshurim bekiddusha asashem. I actively seek out a connection with those things that are somehow connected to kiddusha asashem. He says the following. He says, "Ka'asher yirdof ish achar davar hanechna mimeno vechemda aza." In the same way that a person runs after something that is very precious to him, and he runs after it, and again it develops within him an intense desire. Ad sheyihi elo haskaras shemo yisparach. Until ultimately, again, it becomes a constant remembrance for him of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's constantly engaged in the praises of God. And a person engages in Torah and matters of spirituality. This all creates an incredible and intense love. So first of all, he defines what the love is. The love ultimately, again, is an intense desire for closeness. Which also makes sense. When you love something, the way that love often manifests itself is with an incredible burning desire to be close to that thing that you love. So if I love the Ribono Shel Olam, by definition there's an incredible intensity of desire to want to be close to him. That's the definition. Ultimately, again, how does it manifest itself? It manifests itself by a constant talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It manifests itself by engaging in Talmud Torah, in matters of spirituality. He says, "Kimi she'ohev es eshes ne'urav, o b'no yechido ahava chazaka." You know what this can be compared to? This can be compared to a man, and it's interesting the way he chooses his words here, a man who loves the woman of his youth. Now, what he's referring to over here is something amazing. He's referring to over here that there's a difference between youthful love and adult love, right? So youthful love is just unbridled, passionate love. That, you know, the Rambam also does this. The Rambam, when he speaks about the concept of Avas Hashem, he compares it to love of a woman. And he says, just like if a man falls in love with a woman, he's constantly preoccupied with her. He's always thinking about her. He always wants to be close to her. So the Rambam writes that that's Avas Hashem as well, a constant preoccupation and connection. But here, the Ramchal adds in something which I think is interesting, that, you know, there are adults are also in love. But, you know, like adult or more mature love ultimately is sometimes a little bit dispassionate. A person knows that he loves his wife, but lav davka that he's thinking about her all the time, lav davka that he can't wait to see her. Of course he's happy to see her, but whatever, if it's an hour later, if it's an hour earlier, people, the love is there, and it's intense in nature, but the manifestation of it doesn't look all that passionate. I'm not saying there's no one here. I'm just saying we've heard from other people that such a thing could happen over time. So the Ramchal, that's why the Ramchal says, that's not Avas Hashem. Right? Avas Hashem is like Eshes Ne'urav. It's like the way it is when one is young. And ultimately, again, that fire of desire burns brightly. Asher afilu hadibor bam, yihiel lo l'nachas atanug. So again, you know, when a person is madly and passionately in love with a woman, so the Ramchal says, that what happens if he can't be with her, at least the talking about her is something that's exciting and wonderful. So this is the model used for Ahavas Hashem. Now, it's interesting, by the way, that he also includes here, he gives two examples of love. Either Eshes Ne'urav, the wife of one's youth, or Beno Yechido, or an only child. Now, so obviously, those are very different types of love, but the idea, the common denominator between them is both of those loves represent a singular focus. When a parent, Baruch Hashem, is blessed with multiple children, so a parent knows you can't focus your love only on one child. You have to be able to focus your love on all of your children. So the Ramchas, but a person has one child, so what? That child becomes the object of all parental love. So the idea, the common denominator between Eshes Ne'urav and Beno Yechido, ultimately, these represent individuals who are like the lightning rod for my love. They get all of my love. So the Ramchal says, that's not just the love, it's an ava chazaka. Uke'inyan akosov, kimide dabribo zachar eskerenu od. As the Navi Yirmiyo discusses, when speaking about Klal Yisrael, this is actually God speaking about the Jewish people, and God says, "Kimidei Dabribo." Whenever I speak about them, Zohar Ezkerenu Od, I always remember them. Just the mere mention of their name, by definition, creates a certain awareness within me. Vihine Vadai Shemisha Ohev Es Boro Ava Amitis. Someone who goes ahead and truly loves Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yaniach avodaso l'shum tam sheba olam, im lo yihye anos mamish. So remember again, when a person is truly in love, so we know that a person will not forsake their avodas Hashem for any reason, unless of course a person is mamish and ones. Right? So when I'm in love, that love is so important to me that nothing in the world will get between me and my love, except if there's some kind of extenuating circumstances. And the truth is, when you're in love, no one has to convince you to do for the one you love. But then, it's just the opposite. One's heart propels them, takes them, and makes them want to do the avoda. Unless, of course, there's chas v'shalom, some type of incredible extenuating circumstance. See what the Ramchal is saying? That how do you know if you're in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? How do you know if you really have Avas Hashem? He says, well, what is your Judaism like? If your Judaism is like pulling teeth, meaning if mamish, every single thing is a struggle, and it's difficult, and it never comes easy, so it could be that I'm not yet in love. It could be that because when you're in love, you're like floating on air, right? When you're in love. So again, anything and everything you could do for the one you love is just incredible and exceptional. Like, there's nothing more that you want out of life than to be able to give to the one you love. And no one needs to push you, and no one needs to coerce you, and no one needs to convince you. It comes naturally. Hine zosia mida nechmedes. So the Ramchal says, it's actually a very beautiful lashon. He says, this mida of being in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avas Hashem, is such a beautiful midah. He says, "Asher eleha zochu hachasidim harishonin kidoshe elyon," that the early righteous people merited to possess it. Kima'amar David Hamelach alav Hashalom, as David Hamelach said, "Ka'ayal tarog alafike ma'im, kin nafshi tarog elecha Elokim." And he says so beautifully, like an ayal, like a ram. Like a ram desires the water, so too my soul desires you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sama nafshi le'elokim, my soul thirsts for the Ribono shel Olam, lekel chai, for the living God, masai ovo. When will I be able to come into his presence? Va'omer, nich sifak, v'gam kalsa nafshi lechatzros Hashem. Literally, my heart desires to come into the courtyards of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sama lecha nafshi, kemalecha bisari. My soul thirsts for you, even as kemalecha nafshi bisari means as my flesh withers. Kol zemi tokev hatashuka. All of these psukim all represent the same basic idea, which is what? An incredible desire. Shahaya mishtokek lo yisparach. Ultimately, again, so a person desires the Ribono shel Olam. Ukeinyon Masha Amar Hanavi, as the Navi said, L'shimcha u'lezichrecha ta'avas nefesh. Literally, for your name, for your memory, my soul desires. Va'omer nafshi ivisicha balayla afruchi bekirbi ashacharecha. My soul desires you at night, and my spirit will greet you in the morning. V'David atzmo, Amar David HaMelech himself said, im zecharticha ayitzuai be'ashmores egebach. Be'er ha'oneg v'ashashua shahayelo b'dabro bo u'b'shvachi v'smashua. What's saying, the kam denam nir among all of these psukim is David HaMelech is expressing how much joy he had when discussing, and ultimately, I should say, not discussing, but how much joy he had, you know, when mentioning even the name of the Ribono Shel Olam and talking about the praises of Hashem. Literally, I will go in and involve myself in the mitzvot that I love. Even your mitzvot are my delight. So I'll say so again. Remember, the kam denam nir among all of these things that we just mentioned is the idea of the manifestation of Ava is that a person feels such a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to his mitzvos that it's not even just a connection, a love. And even if I can't go ahead and be with the one that I love, meaning even if for some reason, quote unquote, I'm not actively with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which again, the beautiful part is one that never even has to have that state because one could always be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But even in those moments where for some reason I'm not, I speak about him, I speak about his mitzvos, I speak about the relationship, and that by itself engenders a love. Alright, so we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up the bottom of Kuf Tzadik Vav on Monday.